2020 might seem young to put out a critically acclaimed year-end best-of list-making record, but Sophie Allison got started early, like 5 years old early.
Oh, I'm sure there's video. I mean, my mom still, like, I can't even remember the lyrics to the first song I wrote besides, like, the hook. And she can tell me, like, every word I wrote to it.
Oh, that's very sweet.
It's sweet and annoying when I don't want to hear terrible lyrics that I came up with when I was five.
What was your genre then?
I guess it was country-leaning.
Oh, wow.
The song was called What the Heck is a Cowgirl.
Her music has evolved a bit since then. Now, Sophie Allison records as Soccer Mommy. The Nashville-based singer went from a child-sized acoustic guitar to bedroom-recorded self-releases to indie stardom with her last record. It was called Clean. Her new release is called Color Theory. Lyrically, it has the same introspective, vulnerable feel that first won her fans. But with a little more experience under her belt, Sophie Allison had the production chops to layer and sharpen her sound.
This time around, it was great because I came in having all these ideas that I could convert into specific, like, musical parts, like being like, I want to add a drum machine here that has this type of beat going on.
Looking at you, watching the shriveled flower you bloom.
I feel like one where I shifted the idea based on what was going on in my head was probably like Gray Light. The demo was two acoustic guitars, but I think when we went into the studio, I got this idea for that opening drum machine, just having it be really drawn back and almost cold. And, like, is swelling. And I think we've nailed it, but it sounds completely different.
Now, if you don't mind, I have to ask about the lyrics, because mm-hmm. I think some has been written about the fact that your mom has been dealing with cancer for a very long time. And in this song, you're this line of I'm watching my mother drown. Can you talk about how you decided you wanted to talk about this in your music and how much you wanted to say in your music?
It's funny. I didn't ever decide I want to talk about this. I think when I write, I get these guitar chords and then I just start kind of singing random things that come to my head and start building beyond that and end up finding myself having written about something that I didn't even know I wanted to write about. So I think that's why it came up, which is that, like, it was really hard being away from home so much. And
this is while you're touring?
Yeah, this was while I was touring, and, you know, it was just, it started to give me, like, almost like separation anxiety.
Am I just like you? Am I gonna be there way too soon?
This song, though, is direct in talking about the idea of having your own fear of death.
Yes. I think, I mean...
And you're really young for that.
I guess I am. I feel old. But it really is just taking a look at yourself, seeing this reflection of, like, you know, your mother, like something that could be you in the future, and wondering if that will be you, and wondering if you'll even get that far in your life.
How has your family reacted to your music? Because as a parent and knowing other parents who have gone through this kind of thing, you kind of want to shield your child from it. So, you know, to maybe hear music in which it's like, nope, they've sort of fully absorbed what's going on and have a lot of fears about the future. I'm wondering what that is like.
I really honestly haven't talked with my family that much about the songs that are out. My mom has the album, but whenever she tries to talk to me about it, I tell her to stop.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, this is the deal, you can have it, but you can't talk to me about it.
What are you afraid of?
I mean, I talk with my mom all the time and she knows most of the stuff firsthand. But I have a hard time revealing this much of myself on a record, and I can give it away and I can say everyone can hear it, but I don't like the feeling of saying you can hear it. I'm often kind of, in my music, torn between a lot of genres and sounds. Like, sometimes it can be a little bit more confessional and, like, slow, and then other times it, like, kicks in a lot more and can be a little bit more rocky or poppy. Circle the Drain has a lot of, like, sounds.
Oh, let's do it. That's like, a fun one.
Yeah. The song is really about like kind of having like depressive episodes and how sometimes even when none of that stuff is happening, I feel awful, just as a lot of people do.
You know, one thing about a song like this is it has a sunniness to it, a kind of Sheryl Crow-ish sunniness to what you're describing is dark. Is that on purpose?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I wanted it to feel like this really sunny, like beachy jam from like the early 2000s while also being like hiding, feeling just like bogged down, I guess. Because, I mean, that's kind of what happens with people a lot of the time. Like, the outside can be going through life and then the inside is struggling.
You know, one of the things I noticed when I was reading some of your background is that you want a mainstream hit.
Like, I would totally have one.
You're not in the business of trying to be like indie story for life. Like, is that going against the grain, or what are your ambitions?
I mean, I think people don't realize how hard it is to write a song that can just get caught in your head on a loop. Because I think that that's the strongest way to deliver a deeper message sometimes, is have something that just kind of grabs you in with all that and then have people say, oh, wow, this is like screaming for help. I will never compromise the sound of anything I do or my integrity. But I want to keep growing until I hit the ceiling.
Sophie Allison performs as Soccer Mommy. Her new album is called Color Theory. Thanks so much for sharing it with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.